from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Two on and two out, and the 2-1 to Cruz. Blasted to right, base hit. That's going to head to the wall. Triolo is in to score. Reynolds touches third. He's held there on the RBI double by Cruz. He hit it too hard to score Reynolds, but he ties the game here in the eighth inning. A ball, but now it's 1-1 on Taylor. The pitch. Swinging a ball, belted. Deep out to left field, and Michael A. Taylor has slammed one out of here. A huge 3-run homer off Hader. Michael A. Taylor puts the Pirates on top, 5-2. They sink Hader in the Astros. A strike away from a Pirate victory. The 0-2, a swing and a pop-up. Up toward Cruz, the shortstop. He's under it. He's got it, and the Pirates prevail. What a comeback victory for the Buccos. Wow, they are in the midst of this thing. We got some really thick July baseball going on here in Houston tonight. Thicker than the humidity. It's a 5-3 Bucco win.
That's one way to describe it. Those last two victories, man, and guys, and listeners, friends, are as improbable as you're going to get. I mean, the come-from-behind nature of the last two wins, I just didn't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
I was furious watching that game last night. I'm sure a lot of people were.
Yeah.
Skeens is dealing. The double play that wasn't with Key Brian Hayes. Getting perfect gamed in a bullpen game. And the only reason it was a bullpen game is because the Astros' number two prospect, who was going to start the game, got traded before the game, so this was their emergency plan, and you don't muster a base runner through like 6 innings. It was incredibly frustrating, just like the game before. But you know what? They got it done. And you brought this up prior to the show, Doran. When they cut to the dugout shot of Michael A. Taylor hitting that home run. Michael A. Taylor hit a home run. And Derek Shelton is showing emotion. And Joey Bart's like, I don't know why he's holding him. Like, yeah. Does he think Shelton's going to jump over the fence?
Yeah, yeah.
Does he think he's going to fall? You just have pure, unbridled emotion. This is a team that grinds it out. Those guys care so much. They know how hard it is for offense to show itself. They deserve to get a deadline boost or two or three, help the club out. But the emotion, that was so telling to me.
I've throughout the season, whenever they cut to Derek Shelton, and if, say, you know, the Pirates score a run, or say that Skeens or somebody strikes somebody out, they sometimes cut to him, and I always look to see if he shows any emotion. He never does, and I'm like, I wonder if that's just a baseball thing, a Major League Baseball thing, where managers just don't show emotion, kind of like hockey. You know how whenever the Pens will score and Sullivan doesn't, you know, clap or doesn't do anything. I'm like, maybe that's just the type of sport it is, because obviously, you know, football, you know, you show a lot of emotion and coaches show emotion. They're excited. Whenever I saw that last night, I was like, oh, they think that they can do this. Because Shelton literally all season didn't show any emotion when anything good happened. And he didn't really show an emotion whenever things that bad happened.
Yeah, just stoic.
Just stoic, right. And he stood up on that chair, and Joey Bart was holding his shirt, and he slapped down on the pad there in front of him, and he started clapping. I was like, oh, they think that they can do this. Like, they are invested. They haven't given up. They know that they have a legit chance to make it this year. So you have that going on, and then you have the other side of it, which is going on, you said 12 hours until the end of that, really, of making your money if you're a general manager. That has to coexist. It has to coexist. You can't have one side pulling one side of the rope and the other one pulling the other. Like, you have to pull the same rope. So we hope that they make the appropriate moves within the next 12 hours. Just for that sake, right there, what we saw last night, that emotion. Because that was pure. That was, hey, we still have a legit shot at doing something significant, even with what we have, which we all know isn't significant right now.
Right, and it's not. It's not. Like, that is just not a postseason lineup. It's not a postseason bench, and they've dealt with injuries, and that's part of it. I mean, the roster is better than what they put out there yesterday when all things are equal and when they are healthy, but it's still not great. It's not. They haven't scored runs really all year long. And that ninth inning, to me, sort of captured the spirit of the whole thing. As you've just said, Doran. Key Brian Hayes, man. He botched the double play early in the game. And I was ready to shoot that guy into the sun. You can't hit. You're supposed to be an all-world defender. And yeah, it's a bad hop. Make the play for your superstar pitcher. But you know what? He draws a couple of walks, including leading off the ninth. It was a hell of an at-bat against a highly paid, really good left-handed closer. He gets the walk. Triolo. That guy can't hit. He's hitting like 199.
Mm.
He walks.
Mm-hmm.
You got Grandal who flies out, then Triolo steals second, Hayes steals third, which they had five stolen bases in last night's game. I know you talked about aggressiveness. That really needs to be a calling card for them down the stretch. They show it again in last night's game. Michael A. Taylor hits the home run, and didn't mention Brian Reynolds. Didn't mention O'Neill Cruz, although he had the game-tying RBI double, which he hit 119 miles an hour.
Insane.
I thought the call was nailed by Joe Block. He hit it so hard that Reynolds didn't have a chance to score. Like, take a little off it next time, O'Neill. My God. But think about the guys we didn't mention. Reynolds, Cruz, in the ninth inning in particular. You don't have Rowdy Tellez. None of their big-time players factored into that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just gutsy. And this is a team that last year was not really in contention at any point. First couple of months, but beyond that, no. The few years before that, they're losing 100 games, and there were some players that are part of that, and the manager has been a part of that. This actually looks like a team that knows how to win. That was a postseason atmosphere. That place was juiced.
Yeah, juiced up.
Juiced up. Paul Skeens is going to bring some fans, and there were LSU fans there seeing Skeens, which I thought was super cool. And I don't want to comb over the fact that he was really good in last night's game. But that place is jammed up. The people who stayed around in the ninth inning, that was hold on to your butts time. I thought it was a really good managerial decision to walk Alvarez,
yeah.
The intentional walk, because I thought that guy's going yard and winning the ball game.
KY was talking about that,
oh,
too.
Oh, brilliant managing.
Yes.
Because that's ballsy, because then you're a hit away from the game being tied. You're a double away from losing the thing. I thought that was really smart. It looks like a team, especially these last couple of nights, and what they did in game one against the Philadelphia Phillies after the All-Star break, that shouldn't know how to win big games, but is winning big games.
Yeah.
And the thing that they're missing, weirdly, is talent. They've got the guts. They've got the testicular fortitude. They've got the balls. And Derek Shelton's been pushing the right buttons each of these last couple of nights, if not more than that. So what do you need? A bat or two? I don't think they're getting three. They're probably not getting two. Will they even get one? That's what they need. You need an infusion of talent to get folded into the mix that they've got here, which seems to be not quite like Team of Destiny vibes, but a team that's going to gut their way through this thing, give them a little bit of help.
I mean, it has to be very rare where you see a lineup whenever your backup catcher is your DH, right?
Oh, man.
Is that the first time they did that this year? I mean, do teams do that? I mean, I've never seen something like, but they needed it. They're like, okay, like he had a big hit last night. We don't have anywhere else to turn, and we trust him. Now, he didn't do anything significant in the game, but still, like, to have to turn, that's where they're turning to. Like, think about if you didn't have to turn to that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That, and they yes. and they still figured out a way to win. Like, you're turning to your backup catcher. You have two catchers that are in the lineup that aren't, you know, world beaters of hitters. Like, but that's all you
Joey
got.
Joey Bart you got for a bag of potato chips and some balls.
And now you have to rely on him as a DH.
And he's been so good for them.
Yes.
But coming into the year, no one had any designs on Joey Bart being the catcher who you would turn to in clutch moments right. like you did in each of the last two nights. Right.
And think about if you actually added two, like you wouldn't have to be in that situation. Even though that you got it done, but you wouldn't have to be in that situation. And that's they're scraping right now, and it's working. I mean, it's working for right now, but they shouldn't have to scrape.
No, they shouldn't. And like I said, they've got the balls. They've got the intestinal fortitude. They've got the chutzpah, for lack of a better way of saying it. I think they've done what they can do with the talent they have.
Mm-hmm.
Two games over, two games out of a playoff spot at the deadline, they have squeezed as much out of this roster, particularly the hitting side of things, as you really can. And now it's incumbent upon the ownership, yes. the front office, the general manager, to infuse this group with the talent to legitimize it. We talked for a long time now about this team forcing the hand of the general manager. They've done that. And I don't think that their want to, I don't think that their effort, I don't think that their gritty, gutsy nature is going to go away. But it's so hard to sustain this and to be the team that plays this way for the final 56 games to get you into the postseason.
It's just not going
to
happen.
It's not going to happen. It's not. And so, can you go get a Yandy Diaz? Can you go get a Kevin Pillar? Can you get both of those guys? Kevin Pillar's not a world beater. Is he better than what you have in center field? Yes. Yes. And for nothing else, if not to mix and match, and maybe he's... You know, he could be a guy off the bench at times, and he'll start 3 days a week. Whatever. That would be an upgrade to your 26-man roster. Yandy Diaz would be a significant upgrade, I think, to your 26-man roster. And it would lengthen your bench, and it would lengthen your lineup so that you're not scraping the bottom of the barrel, as you so eloquently said, Doran. I think this roster has given all it can give. So now you got to add to the roster. And so here's what I want to do. I want to get an oral petition going. We don't have time to circulate a document around the greater Pittsburgh area. I want people to call in and plead to Ben Cherington to make a trade.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to call in and tell us why this team is deserving of being added to. How do you watch the last 2 days and not go, come on, just add to these guys? This is such a Pittsburgh team, man. It's all guts and glory. Like I know they got a great staff, and the rotation's so good, and the bullpen has really pitched well of late. But this lineup, it is nothing but guts. Guts! That's so Pittsburgh. It's just a blue-collar team. I want you to call in at 412-928-9370 and tell us why this team is in need of some help. I want you to call us up and tell you who you'd like to see them add. And I'd like you to talk directly to Ben Cherington at 412-928-9370. We don't often start the show with calls, but today feels like a good day to do that because it is the trade deadline. 412-928-9370, fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Make your case to Ben Cherington why this team needs to add. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Protection and Chad in Chambersburg, after a 6-5 Pirates win, they salvaged the final game out in Arizona. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, Rowdy Tellez, thank you. Joey Bart, thank you. But Ben Cherington, this is a direct message to you. Are you awake? Are you awake? You are wasting generational talent in false schemes. Keller, Jones when he comes back healthy, this pitching staff, this fan base deserves more from you. Wake up! I know the owner is tight, but he has given you permission to do something. You are standing there sleeping, and then you go on your radio show and say, oh, we have deals, but we're not sure they're the right deals. This team has fought their butt off. Yes, they lack offensive talent. Yes, they are bad offensively, but they have fought back for two games over, one game over. Give them some help, you coward.
Chad in Chambersburg.
Mm.
Calling into Dan Zangrilli after the Buccos won a couple of nights ago. They got the final game of the series. They salvaged it against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Pesky team, those Diamondbacks. Houston, very hot of late, and the Buccos were able to get that one last night. The Pirates are 12-5 since July 8th. That is the best record in all of Major League Baseball, and they've done so against teams like the Brewers taking 2 out of 3, the Phillies taking 2 out of 3. St. Louis taking 2 out of 3. They did get the one in Arizona, improbable as it was. Suddenly they've won 2 straight. They are 6 up, I believe, and 4 down after the All-Star break. 2 games over .500 since they came back. They've done everything they can with this current roster. And now it's incumbent upon the general manager to get stuff done. And that call right there from Chad in Chambersburg, that's what we're looking for this morning from you at 412-928-9370. How about a little oral, petition to Ben Cherington?
Mm-hmm.
Just flood the phone lines between now and 6 p.m. We know Cherington's listening while he's reaching out to other general managers, when he's got his staffers reaching out to staffers all across Major League Baseball. call us and tell us and tell him why this team is worth adding to. 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Another reason they got to add, Dorn, is because nobody's healthy.
Right, that too, yes.
Everybody's getting hurt.
Honestly, yeah.
Palacios, he gets hurt. Nick Gonzalez the other day, he gets hurt. Rowdy Tellez with the back. Or whatever it was. G1 Bay yesterday. That looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
That did not look good at all. He needed help off the field. Looked like a knee kind of deal. He was just trying to jumpstart the offense. So now your outfield, if you don't add, would be what? Brian Reynolds?
Taylor Sawinski. You have to probably call him back.
Oh, right? My God.
Are you right?
I guess Connor Joe would be in play.
Joe.
And Andrew McCutchen, I don't think he really wants to play the outfield, but too bad.
Right.
Too bad. Sorry, buddy. You got 50-some-odd games left, and you're in the stretch run, and frankly, you're in the pennant race. So if you got to play some outfield, play some outfield. But that does not inspire confidence. If you have to run regularly, Brian Reynolds, God bless Michael A. Taylor for his home run last night, but Michael A. Taylor and then maybe call back up Jack Sawinski out there more often than not, that's not playoff caliber. It's just not going to happen. So you got to add at 412-928-9370. And I really thought that G1 Bay was coming on.
Yeah.
And when we talk about the Pirates needing to be aggressive on the base paths, and they have been since the break, and you were beating the drum about this last week, he fits right in there. Plays good defense, gets the balls quickly in the outfield, cuts them off, singles don't turn into doubles. We saw that the other night. The speed, the stolen base ability, I think they're going to really miss that.
Yeah.
Especially, again, if they don't add.
It was a different flavor that they probably were looking for, another way, another angle to try to win games. And, you know, he got called up earlier in the season and didn't look well, and he obviously got sent back down. But thinking back to last year when they started the season, like, I remember him and how they played that small ball and what they were doing and how they were incorporating wins and him, you know, just his speed, like you said. But this time around, it seemed like he was finally settled, mm-hmm. and especially in the outfield, like you just talked about, moving around, having that speed, covering that area, and then on the base pass, you know, I just feel like that was another way to incorporate wins. And then now he's obviously gone, so now they're going to go back to the drawing board.
And with him, I think you're also – does my mic sound weird?
A little bit.
Yeah, I feel like it's not as juiced up.
Right.
Callis, you know what I think that it is? We were recording some stuff. There we go.
There it is.
During the break. Yeah.
There it is.
I was like, what's going on with my headphones? What's going on here? It's trade deadline day. He was also going to be an option for you at second base with Nick Gonzalez being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, that looks like, you hate to speculate, that doesn't look like a day-to-day thing with G1 Bay.
No.
And the Pirates did make a trade for a second baseman left fielder prospect, the sixth best in the Red Sox organization. He's 22 years old. The name, Nick Rourke. I like the trade. We'll get into that more in depth later on in the show. I don't know how much of a help he is right now. Like, I thought he would just immediately report to the big leagues, but he's only played 38 games at AAA. Now, I think sometimes necessity is the mother of invention, so, hey, you probably don't want to call him up, but you might have to. I just don't know how willing they'll be to call up a guy who's played 38 games at AAA, who's a 22-year-old prospect.
Where's Peguero been?
He stinks.
Stinks right now? Really?
I had the same thought the other day, Doran. Like, let's get Peguero up here. Like, Alika Williams, what more do we need to see from this guy? But Alika was hitting well in AAA. Peguero's not. And at least I think Alika Williams is good defensively. Not that he inspires any kind of confidence. Point being, you need to add, mm-hmm. and I don't know that there's a single position where if they added to that particular position, I would go, oh, dang, at least offensively. Like, they don't need another starter. They just got another reliever yesterday. I don't think they need to touch pitching again. But if they added a first baseman, I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Rowdy Tellez, but you can find a platoon option there. If you found a DH, I think I'm okay with that. Mix and match. Third base, yes, please. Shortstop, I guess, no. But any outfield position, if you can hit, I want you. If you can hit, Ben Charrington needs to be interested in bringing in your services. 412-928-9370. I want your calls. We want your calls. An oral petition to get Ben Charrington's ass in gear. And we will, when we come back, talk about the latest Pirates trade rumor, because there was one floated last night by a legitimate reporter, not like the MLB Reports account that got Pony all tripped up yesterday. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Is this legit? Is this legit? The guy who called Jack Sawinski a star outfielder the night before. Does this guy break news? Nah, not so much. Love you, Pony. So the latest Pirates trade rumor, who is it? What would he cost? Who else is involved? We'll tell you about that. What position coming up next? Don't want to, scoop by the fact that Paul Skenes was really good again last night. And here's a stat. Every time he starts, you get one of these. It's amazing. Paul Skenes, just the sixth player all time since the current mound distance was established in 1893 to reach 100 strikeouts in 13 or fewer games. I mean, every time he makes the mound, he makes history. And I don't know, man, if you would agree with this, but I've kind of been waiting for his first bad start.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he went 5 and change against the Dodgers and gave up 3 runs because he gave up the Ohtani homer. He gave up another home run. But even still, he struck out a bunch of guys and they won the game. He hasn't had even close, really, to a bad start. And
right.
It does scare me because at some point you're going to have one. But he's not shown any signs of that.
Was last night the first game where he walked as many guys as he did? Or am I a little off with that?
Good question.
I feel like he walked more than he has ever had before.
Why can I not find the walks here?
I know. I'm trying to look for it too.
ESPN, just as an aside, ESPN's box score on the desktop drives me up a wall because it does not have the walks for the starting pitchers.
3.
Which is a lot for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot for him. I think that might be the most. I'd have to go back and look game by game. I also thought he got squeezed. And I've noticed that with him. He doesn't always get the call. And I wonder if it's a rookie thing. I wonder if it's a bad umpire thing. But give my man a call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he knows where he wants to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he puts it where he wants to put it in the catcher's glove, then I feel like you should call a strike. I know that sounds like total Pirates, homer, mumbo jumbo, but like for real, this guy is special. He deserves special treatment. Guys like Greg Maddux, we get calls all the time. Randy Johnson, we get calls all the time. Pedro Martinez, we get calls all the time. Leon Hernandez, for God's sakes, we get calls all the time. Paul Skenes has been so good, so quick, so fast. I feel like if it's close, give him the damn call. But I feel like it went the other way for him a little bit last night.
Yeah.
And it just aggravated me a little bit.
Yeah, and it's going to do, I mean, for the rest of the year. I mean, he is a rookie. And like a lot of these umps, they've been doing this a long time. So they probably have that old-timey mentality, just like some some players do too. So I think that umps are not going to give him the benefit of the doubt until maybe next year.
Probably. You're probably right. He's young. We've seen that for years. Forever. Like the rookie, sorry, but you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt here.
Right.
Even if you're at the dish and you're a young hitter and it's right there on the corner, like you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. Whereas like Manny Ramirez or Barry Bonds or a named great hitter, I'm sure Shohei Ohtani is going to get the benefit of the doubt. The Pirates are reportedly in on Yandy Diaz, a first baseman, third baseman for the Tampa Bay Rays, who, by the way, won the batting title in the American League last year. He hit .330. This, according to Francis Romero, the same guy who I believe was first or right there on the deal the Pirates made for Jalen Breen, the left-handed reliever from the Colorado Rockies. So this is a guy.
Beak.
What did I call him? Beam?
Yeah. Is it Beak?
Jalen Beeks.
Jalen Beeks. What did I call him?
Breen.
Is it Breen, I think?
Oh, God. Mm. Freudian slip. Oh my gosh, shudder down my spine. Thank you, Jalen Beeks. So the same guy that reported that trade says that the Pirates are in on Yandy Diaz. But it's not just the Pirates, and this is where you don't like it. It's the Yankees, and the Pirates could play the Astros tonight, and the Astros could have Yandy Diaz, because those are the three teams, according to Francis Romero, who are in on this guy. I think this would be a significant ad for a couple of different reasons. One, he's owed $8 million this year, so whatever the prorated salary is. He's owed $10 million next year, and then there's a club option for $12 million the year after. So this would actually be a financial commitment for the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like I said, last year he won the batting title. This year, against left-handed pitchers, not to get like two in the weeds, but I think it's important, he's hitting .330 with an .877 OPS against left-handed pitchers. So we know that Rowdy Tellez crushes righties. This guy crushes lefties. You could platoon those two. He also plays third. We know that Key Brian Hayes does well against lefties, can't hit righties worth a lick. This guy's not great against righties, but he's better than Key Brian Hayes is. So I think he could split time at first. I think he could split time at third. I think he could split some time at DH. Point of the matter is, he's a very good hitter who should be able to be in the lineup every day, probably not at a consistent position, but this would be a massive deal for the Pirates if they were able to pull that off. And so right now, that's the guy that I'm circling, saying, please, dear God, Ben Charrington, pull the trigger on this.
He's basically the only guy like that with any significance, right?
Yeah.
So if we're trying to grasp at anything that is a significant upgrade, like I'm talking significant, not like Pilar, who would be a rental, and I think you said yesterday he's going to retire at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So any type of significance would be Yandy Diaz.
We talked about this ad nauseum. If you could get a guy under team control for a little while who can help you now and into the future, and then you add a cheap rental that just would be an upgrade over what you have, that's a good deadline. So if you got Yandy Diaz and Kevin Pillar, I think I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Pillar's no great shakes. This year he's been very good. Last few years, not so good, but you strike when the iron's hot, and he would be an upgrade over what you have. And you don't have to give up much for a rental of his caliber, who's 35 years old, who, like you said, is going to walk away at the end of the season. And you probably would have to give up some significance for Yandy Diaz. Tampa doesn't make deals and not get good players back.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. So you'd have to give up something for him. That, to me, is a good deadline. That's a good deadline. Plus, you get the lefty, and you get a good prospect who's close to the major leagues for Quinn Priester, who, I mean, he wasn't going to be in the rotation next year.
Right.
Probably shouldn't be in the rotation this year. That would be good, but they've done none of these things yet. Yandy Diaz is not a Pirate. Kevin Pillar, not a Pirate, but a couple of guys that we're circling. And one last thing on Diaz. Maybe you sign Rowdy Tellez back for next year if he keeps it up at a similar deal for like $3.5 million. But maybe you don't. And if you don't, Yandy Diaz could be your first baseman next year, and then with a club option to be your first baseman after that. If the Pirates make a trade, you don't want to be listening to any other station. You don't want to be listening to music.
No.
You don't want to be listening to Chuckles. No.
Right.
You want to be listening to us. We got you covered. We got a great cast of guests today. Jeff Hathorn joining us in 15 minutes. Noah Hiles, who's all over the trade deadline at 8 o'clock. And then Dan Zangrilli to break everything down coming up at 9 o'clock. It is the first day of pads for the Steelers, so we'll get to our training camp coverage a little bit later on in the show. Brought to you by Smail Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Up next, a simple question that might yield an interesting answer or two from you guys. I'll ask it next. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jeff Hathorn going to join us, our sports director, coming up in 10 minutes to talk about the deadline and talk about the first day in pads for the Steelers at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. Couple of texts here that I think are worth briefly getting into. Here's one. At this point, Yandy Diaz would just be for show. It doesn't solve any of the issues. They needed an outfielder, and they needed some power. All right, couple of things. One, Jazz Chisholm hit two homers last night, which just hurts. It just hurts the soul.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, come on. Of course. Now, one was off a position player, but still, two home runs is two home runs. Their needs in the outfield, I think, are their biggest. I guess center fielder, we just mentioned Jazz Chisholm, to me, is, yes, their biggest need. Another outfielder, yes, their biggest need, but they just need offense.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that comes from a first baseman, third baseman, DH type, so be it. They just need offense. Another text. This is how sad the franchise is. The Pirates are barely over 500, and their fans feel like they have the right to demand trades. I don't focus on them being two games over 500. I focus on them being two games out of a playoff spot and how weak this field is.
Yeah.
And if you don't take advantage, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
That's how I view it.
Right. I mean, I don't care if you think that they're the Pirates of the Pirates. They got to dictate terms. And if you feel like you need to add to your team, you need to go and bring out every single stop. Like, you have to go all angles to add to this baseball team and try to dictate, try to get aggressive. I mean,
they need to be better tomorrow than they are today.
Yes.
Have to.
If they're not, then what?
Then 412-928-9370. And we'll talk to you for 4 hours and 20 minutes tomorrow. We might just not have a pre-show, just get right into the crushing of the Pirates organization. I did want to ask you guys this question, and I made it a Twitter poll earlier. The best two words in sports, I put Game 7, Deadline Day, or Skeens Day. And a couple of write-ins said Oilers Girl.
Oilers Girl?
Oilers Girl. I got two of those, two Oilers Girls. Deadline Day does it for me, man. I love a good Deadline Day. Usually it's more hockey because the Penguins have always been active in buyers up until this year. Pirates Deadline Day usually means good players are out the door and sadness, but I love a good Deadline Day. Game 7.
Game 7.
Backyard Brawl, someone wrote in.
I guess backyard is one word, yes. Right?
I think it is, yeah.
You said two words, right?
Yeah. I think backyard is one word.
It is one word.
I'm on it.
Okay. Super Bowl?
That's
one. Is that one word or two words?
Super Bowl.
Why don't you click.
Two words, yeah.
Okay.
Best two words in sports. Why did I think it was one? Because you put that idea in my head.
Sorry.
I love a good Deadline Day. Who doesn't love Deadline Day? My wife. My kids are not going to like Deadline Day. Daddy, pay attention to me. Nope. Sorry. We got a left-handed reliever coming in. Ben Charrington's cooking. Oh, we got a 22-year-old second base prospect. I have been, like, when I get the report, we all get the report, right? You get it on Sundays.
Yeah.
Where your phone will be like, you're up this much screen time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to hit like a sack of bricks.
I wonder, like, if GMs love this time. Or is it like, I mean, because you'd figure, like, if you want to become a GM at any level or at any sport, that you would probably be excited for this time because this is where you could actually make your moves.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you actually make your money. Like, I wonder if Charrington, I know he hasn't slept in probably 3 days.
I was just going to say that. He can't be sleeping right now.
No, you can't. It's impossible.
Yeah. I know you've got a staff, and he even said it on his show on Sunday with Greg Brown that there's probably like 8 or 9 guys that they're all in a group message, probably a Slack or something like that, and they're all on the phones with different people all the time. You just got to be awake for 72 hours. You just got to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping he gets punch drunk enough, Ben Charrington, to not say no.
To give in.
It's okay to give in. Like, he made it sound the other day like he was kind of making premeditated excuses for why deals are hard to come by.
Right.
Your job as a general manager at times is to say no, sure. But
if you have the upper hand.
Right. Right. But you're kind of in a desperation mode here. A lot of the good players are gone. There's a few that you can circle right now that are worthwhile to chase after. And if you've got to throw one extra prospect in to push the thing over the finish line, you push it in and you go over the finish line because this team deserves it. This fan base deserves it. And we've been saying for a very long time now, Paul Skeens, Mitch Keller, Jared Jones, Luis Ortiz, Bailey Falter. Get these guys into the postseason and see what happens. Because the team you just played in your previous series won 84 games last year and went to the World Series.
Right, yes.
A team the year before that just got into the playoffs by their pubes, basically, in the Phillies, and made it all the way to the World Series. I'm not saying it's likely, but get in, give yourselves a puncher's chance. You got to be better tomorrow than you are today. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn about that. Plus, the Steelers putting the pads on today, coming up at the top of the hour. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.